stinking idea. Whether you're a small, medium, or large business, you must adhere to the modern marketing methods. I Think an Idea provides insights into marketing techniques that work for today's businesses as well as consumers alike. Learn about the best methods of business development for today's marketplace. Internet marketing, utilizing social media, and business marketing. Put on your thinking cap as you enter the Think Tank.
Often do you find that people actually fall off their maintenance of keeping the site actually optimized? I mean, how quickly can you just have a competitor go in there and wipe out all your work and have to start over again? I mean,
well, people usually put up their site and they
get their site
for
up.
Many people, yeah, a website optimized means it up.
It's up. Up. Okay. Okay.
They don't even scan their site. You could use tools like SEMrush. You could use GetMetrixGTMetrix.com. You can actually scan a site, and you can actually look at how fast it loads, and it gives you all the, you know, all the things that could be optimized. The other thing that people don't do is they don't compress their images. They might load the images in their high resolution, and now it takes forever for it to load. So you might have the best looking images, but the fact that your site doesn't load in 15 seconds.
That is very annoying.
No, yeah, it's so frustrating.
It's very annoying.
So images do impact results. When you look at a client, like you look at someone that's trying to go from number 5 to number 1, the little things, the little tweaks is really what makes the difference. There is no magic sauce. I remember one time we had a client and they wanted to outrank Home Depot. And I remember I had somebody that worked in my company and I said, hey, did you rewrite the meta descriptions? And you know, the guy that worked for me said, well, I don't think it makes that much of a difference. And then I said, well, did you put alt tags on the images in the SEO? And he said, well, you know, that doesn't really make much of a difference these days. And I said, did you think about rewriting the meta description that comes up in the search results to maybe increase the click-through rate? I had read an article by somebody online that said that sometimes it's not about stuffing keywords, but having words that cause actions. Like, we have the widest variety of so-and-so, we have free shipping, instead
free
of
shipping.
Trying to stuff all the keywords in
there. For a limited time.
So we rewrote it, and funny as it may be, they went from number 3 to number 1, and we did all those little tweaks.
Yeah.
And so the guy that we had working for us, in a way, he kind of got a little lazy, like he didn't feel like all these little things made a difference. But when you add up all the little things, they make a difference.
You get number 1.
Right. So
because no one else does it.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, do you want to be in the Olympics or do you just want to show up and, you know, be average? You know, it just kind of depends on your goals as a company. And so a lot of times...
It sounds to me like the single most important thing you could do.
What, images?
No. Optimize the site. You know,
yeah,
still,
optimize
that's why I was
the
asking
site.
You like the frequency, like what kind of work... Okay, let's say you manage to get up there, then how do you stay there?
Yeah, so then we stay there with the backlinks and the frequent content on a regular basis.
Refreshing
it's kind of like
it, refreshing it.
Think about planting seeds or farming. A lot of times when you plant the seeds, you're not going to get the crop in 5 days. But if you keep planting seeds and planting seeds and planting seeds and planting seeds, and you do this for 6 to 12 months, you will get the crop. It's just a delayed reaction on Google. It's not instant reaction.
Right.
And
yeah.
The biggest challenge today, whether you have money or you don't have money, is we live in this microwave mentality where you put something in the microwave and you put it on heat for 10 seconds and it's cooked. And that doesn't work for longevity.
So what, 9 months? Like a baby?
Yeah, I would say that most SEO, you should give it at least 6 months. If I were to tell you that if you did it for 9 months, that the last 3 months would be your biggest wins, it's almost like, why would you leave the party early when you're about to get the, you know, the full entree? You know what I mean? So it's like...
Well, I think, you know, if you're looking for like the ultimate metric, if you're 6 months into it and you're taking a look at where you are, that's a nice measurement. I'm not saying then to walk away. That's what I'm going for. It's like, how do you maintain it? At what frequency? Do you systematically go through, like, calendar out methods with which to revisit all of your data? How is it that your keywords are current?
Yeah,
as
so
opposed to when you created them a year ago.
Yeah, so how do you calendar out your SEO and how do you keep it consistent?
How do you keep it up
So you keep generating results. So the first one is we optimize the site. The second one is we have a regular content schedule on a monthly basis, and we post that to offsite. Then what we do every month is we measure what it's ranking for and what it's not ranking for. Then what we do is we look at the things on a monthly basis.
Okay.
And then as we look at the keywords, you might find maybe like CBD Nano has 3,000 searches a month, and you're in position 12 for that. And maybe CBD Buy Online has 50 searches, and you're number 14 for that. Now what we might do is shift the content strategy to actually write for the CBD Nano that's got more monthly searches so that we can now like fine tune and get more content for that one that's going to bring us a couple thousand more searches. So it's kind of like tweaking and measuring and then looking at what's working. We might find that if we did a Instagram video every week on CBD and the benefits of, hemp or whatever it may be, that that's going to boost the social media stuff, which also increases the rankings. So we look at the Google Analytics, we look at the ranking, and then every month we kind of readjust based on what's getting closer and what has the most search volume. And we continually do that on a regular basis. It's kind of like, well, when are you going to stop brushing your teeth?
Yeah.
I guess when you don't have any,
right?
So, so it's like, how long do you want to have them?
That's my point. So this is good that you're...
Yeah, this is an ongoing...
mechanics of it, yeah.
It's an ongoing strategy.
It's a commitment, yeah.
If you want longevity of the business.
It's required. If you can't do this, if you can't manage it and stay on top.
I mean, if you want to go out of business, don't do anything. And, it's kind of funny to me because I do run across some business owners that are family owned. And they run it like a welfare system where people come and get their check. And then once they run out of money, everyone's there for a paycheck. Nobody's there to grow the company.
Nobody's actually growing it. Yeah.
Right. So
it's like
what
the
happens,
last thing that crossed their minds. Right.
Right. People get comfortable and they kind of do the same thing they did yesterday. And if nobody's growing it, you're going to run out of money. Or your competitor who's doing the right thing is going to outgrow you.
Which is how you and I met, because I had
a
client that had somehow fallen off, the search rankings after being number one for so long. And I think the technology sort of just
slowed
her down, And
I know somebody who has a business partner, and they would call me and they would go,
they would complain.
They'd be like, man, this guy down the street, and he started 5 years after we started our company, now has 5 locations and he's got 15 employees. And then I would ask that person, I said, so what have you invested in your own company? And they said, well, my partner doesn't feel like we should spend money on SEO. We shouldn't spend $1,000 on SEO because we can't afford it. And they don't see the value in it, so I have to always argue with my partner. And then when I go to spend the money, now they complain. And I was like, well, what's your partner doing to grow the company? And they said, well, nothing. They just come in once in a while. They collect part of the profits. And I said, well, then what incentive do they have? Like, if there's no consequences and they get the same money anyway, why spend money? But every year the person would call me and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. You know, we have all this equipment, sitting in the shed, and we paid all this. We own it. The magic word O-W-N, which is like we own our equipment.
Yeah.
But if you're not using the equipment, then you're just paying, you paid for what?
You own something. A business, but are you actually generating income off of it?
Right, are you generating income?
Yeah.
And, they would call me and they'd be like, man, if we just put some money into this and I could do some of the things I wanted to and my partner was aligned, man, we could be doing millions of dollars per year. But now they're caught in like this hobby mentality where they don't take their business seriously, so the business becomes a hobby. And what they have is a constant complaint, either about their partner or the fact of what they should have done last year and this year and 5 years later and 10 years later, to the point when they called me, I said, listen, unless you're going to do something different, don't call me.
That sounds to me like the degree to which you're involved in long-term strategy for, business development, the degree to which marketing is so much an integral part of that. A marketing plan, to a large extent, is your business plan. Many companies are simply marketing companies, and they've discovered through keyword research, and they've niched down to where they've discovered there is not a need being met, and they've recognized a smaller or no less robust market for a product that they're not getting, and they even jump in there and actually go into the business of supplying that particular product.
You know, what a lot of owners do these days is they don't understand the internet. So they figured, oh, I could hire maybe a young college person because they'd probably be good with Facebook. They're probably on there a lot more than I am. And to find out that they can't even supervise those kids and the kids don't know what Google Analytics are, but they hire someone because they put up a Facebook and that's their qualifications.
Well, that's why it's good to have heard everything in here.
I mean, I met another lady trying to build a brand, and I said, well, can I come in your office and see who you have working? And she hired a bunch of interns that just really wanted a job. They didn't really care to grow her brand. They just wanted a paycheck. So now at the end of 2.5-3 years, she spent almost $400,000 and no traffic to her website because she thought she needs someone to do graphics and someone that's a web designer and someone that's going to, I mean, the scary part is they don't even know how to manage those mm-hmm, people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So sometimes we even have large brands that maybe they're doing $700 or $900 million a year. We'll hire someone like I Think an Idea to come in and work with their internal team, not to make them feel bad, but to go, hey, what are you doing with your time and
new
how does it maximize
eyes,
the
a
brand?
A fresh set of eyes.
Yeah.
And a set of eyes that can see those tiny tweaks and details that add up to actually increasing the return.
Yeah, I mean,
search return.
It's funny to us, $700 and $900 million dollar company calls us and their question is, in 2015, how does this internet thing work?
Yeah.
And they're doing $700 million dollars a year.
Oh, no.
Right.
It's like, well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, so are you trying to do it all by yourself? You know, we find that in order for a business to grow, they need resources and they need people to play different roles. If you try to do everything yourself, I mean, there's some people I call and I say, how much are you spending a month? And they say, oh, we spend $10,000 a month on the internet marketing team. And then my next question is, well, how do I get access to the analytics? And a lot of times the response is, what's that? So here a company is spending $100,000 a year
and they
don't even look at their
analytics.
And
it's not on the internet.
Well, they're on the internet. They
they're
just
spending
don't,
it, but they're not making it.
Yeah, they're guessing.
Shooting a fish in a barrel, yeah.
And you That's know what happens when you assume, right? You make an ass out of you and me. And for them, they're kind of like just burning money. And I feel bad when people do that. I don't want to see them burn money. A lot of times I'll tell people, stop.
Well, a lot of times I hear the argument, well, we make X amount of money each year. We're number one. We do this. We do that. And I just sit there and say, well, how would you like to double it? You know, it's good that you have good problems.
I have a friend. His name's Kenneth Foster. He was a success coach. And he had this book that he wanted to sell a million copies. I met with him and his wife in Las Vegas, but I like the name of his book, Ask and You Will Succeed, because I don't think people that have a business ask the right questions. I think they get so busy in the busyness of being busy that they're so busy that they don't have time to even ask any questions. They're just caught in this loop of eternal busyness.
Right.
Even people that create content, they're like, oh, we need videos, we need videos, we need videos, we need videos. But then what do you do with the videos? How do you maximize them?
Yeah.
How do you get more views?
Yeah.
How do you get videos where millions of people watch them instead of 10? You know? And so you got to ask the right questions. And you could be really passionate about a specific mission or purpose, or if you're, you know, a company that does health, you know, health products, or a company that has a cause-driven, you know, maybe they want to raise awareness. You could be the most passionate person in the world, but unless you ask the right questions, it's almost like you're a chicken running in circles with your head cut off. You have no idea where you're going. You're just making a lot of noise. And typically a noise doesn't lead to, you know, a million people a month coming to your website.
So what are some of the questions?
Some of the questions are is like, you know, what's your strategy? And, you know, what are some of the metrics you want to hit? And what are the different channels to hit those metrics?
So it almost sounds like a typical business owner may not know what the right questions are to ask.
Right.
That's where you would come in because you know what the right ones are.
Yeah, I asked an owner that was spending, like I said, $100,000 a year, and I called their lead person, their expert, and I said, where's the login for Google Analytics? And they said, what? I think that's the hosting. No, the hosting is the hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Analytics is analytics. And what it also tells me is their person that's been working for this long has no compass. They're not even looking
right.
at like...
So you can provide that. You can take
yes.
you can take a team that's already in place
yep.
and just bring in a different set of eyes on what they're doing. I mean, I know... I can stare at a PowerPoint deck, you know, with about 300 pages on it for, you know, 6 months and not see a blatant, you know, error or admission or misalignment. You need another set of eyes. And it sounds to me like if you can come in and look at what they're missing simply because they've been at it for so long.
Right.
It's not even, it's more about a fresh set of eyes and an ability to get them further along.
Yeah, it's the ability to know what to look for. I mean, why do you take, you know, if you have a BMW, most people don't go and try to fix it on their own. They have to get it measured or plugged into a machine.
I wouldn't want to.
Right. So, I mean, I can't remember the last time I tried to do a root canal on myself.
No, I don't.
You know what I mean? Like, this is what happens with people, and they don't know what to look for. I don't know if you ever saw that TV show Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, people come in with an idea,
right.
and you got a bunch of people that have made millions and billions of dollars sitting in the seats combined. And in a second, they can ask them the right questions and tell where it's going to go or where it's not going to go based on the questions that they ask.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as a digital marketing agency, we have to be able to know and look at the fluff and the busyness
mm-hmm.
and cut through it and go, where's the results?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the metrics? And
yeah, that's very pretty. Did it get me what I want?
Right. Because it could look amazing,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't have any traffic, then...
Mm-hmm.
I remember I sat with a media company a couple weeks ago, and there was somebody interested in investing in the company. And the guy that had the editorial publication, he said, oh my gosh, he talked it up. He's like, we have all this content. We have 1 million people a month coming to the website. And I pulled up on SEMrush and I looked at the traffic and it said they have about 150. And here he is trying to sell somebody on what his brand is worth. And I said, well, how many of your clients have repeated doing business with you in the last 10 years?
And he doesn't even know.
He said, none. They just do business with me one time. I said, do you have a newsletter? Do you have a regular mailing? No, we don't have that. Well, then how do you know you have 1 million visitors? Well, that's what my dashboard says. What dashboard? I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, there's your answer.
It's WordPress. So you got to know how to ask the right questions. 50 milliseconds, 5 seconds, a blink of an eye, a snap of the fingers for users to form an opinion about your website.
Wow.
So people judge quickly. Whether or not people think they judge, everybody's judging all the time. Whether or not they say anything is something different. Website performance, obviously it's got to work and load fast. Conversion tracking, this is what we talked about. 97% of businesses have no tracking. No tracking. So when you have how can you even have a conversation with someone that doesn't even know what they're doing?
Wow.
Right? 2.18% have poor tracking, 3.16% have good tracking. There's a lot of lost people out there. Have you ever met somebody, they think they know something, and then they meet someone that tells them something different, and what they know is now not the truth? It was something that they learned 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and now today it's mm-hmm. something different.
It's not updated information.
Yeah, so you have to understand what you're looking at.
Think Tank is sponsored by I Think an Idea, a premier digital marketing agency located in Santa Monica, California. I Think an Idea works with Silicon Beach companies, Fortune 500 and 1,000 businesses, and small businesses that want to grow their company both online and off. For more information, go to ithinkanidea.com.